K-State Nation, this is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer here, host of this K-State Podcast, Purple Project Podcast, the PPPD edition of the show, where always talk about K-State sports, besides football and basketball. August 2nd, 2022, I just got done voting, and now I'm hopping on here for a few minutes and pulling out this Primetime Daily Podcast. Yes, I meant to say yesterday that starting this week, obviously, is back to everyday coverage of K-State sports. Obviously, with football starting with fall camp tomorrow. Everybody reporting in today. K-State beginning their fall camp in pursuit of the 2022 football season kicking off in almost less than a month from now. At Bill Snyder Family Stadium here at home against South Dakota, September 3rd. We're pretty much exactly a month away from kickoff. From that, K-State soccer beginning their fall practice today. They're going to be gearing up for their preseason matchup on Saturday against Wayne State. Woo! Wayne State as well. And oh, by the way, speaking of Saturday, make sure you go check out, if you're in the area, make sure you check out the Rally in the Valley going down this Saturday, the inaugural car show for them, which is sponsored by the Kansas Senate, JCI, and Broken Studs Motorsports. We have been promoting that all summer long. Make sure you check that out. And if you're visiting from out of state or Kansas City and interested in putting your classic car in for the competition, registration starts at 8 a.m., and award ceremony will start at 4 with everything else in between as well. So make sure you definitely come out and support that as well. And make sure you say, if you're listening to this podcast, the Pro Project Podcast sent you. And if you're new to the show, welcome on board to the show. If you like what you've been hearing or what you heard, make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And make sure you hit that alarm button every time we put out content, which is going to be every day now since it's August, and we're about to really lay it down here with content, obviously. And I got things going on this weekend as well, and that's why, unfortunately, will not be attending. I was going to check out the event for a little bit, but due to me going to work and got to get a KC at a certain time as well, definitely will not be attending. But I am holding out the hope that I get a post report from the folks that are putting on this event as well, since unfortunately we initially had a sit-down interview in place for that, but unfortunately that did not work out, unfortunately. So sad face there, unfortunately. But I am kind of planning on reaching out to them again, because they're the ones that let us promote their event on the show throughout the summer as well. And of course, along with that, once that event is wrapped up, call Kansas 2022, the event in St. George, Kansas, which is not that far from Manhattan. That's going to be going on next month, September 10th. That's going to be the weekend of the Missouri game, along with the 10-year anniversary of the K-State baseball team celebrating the first Big 12 championship title as well. And then, of course, the Jordy Nelson softball classic will be going down that Sunday as well. So we're going to be promoting that as well. So one to the next. So, and this one actually, I'm very close. Well, not very close, but close friends, which with the Backroads Broadcasting crew, which I'm a part of. They are putting together that event as I speak. That announcement was dropped on social media a couple weekends ago. So they're going to be putting that down as well. So Kansas 2022 in St. George with some musical artists as well. A 3K going down as well, which my folks desperately want me to take part in that. But I got to race that weekend as well in Kansas City as well. You see the theme going on here as well. Food vendors, art, Ventures will be out there as well. Definitely a must attend as well. And definitely, hopefully, we beat the brakes off of Missouri that day. And then you can go to St. George and celebrate with the fellow folks in St. George as well. The Back Bros broadcasting crew putting that together. Again, another mess. So your boy's going to be busy and unfortunately won't be attending those events now. K-State ain't need me out there in that field because obviously the Mizzou game is sold out. So I'll mention that again on episode 112 of the Pro Bunchers Podcast this week as well, which we'll be getting those weeklies back on Friday night as it should be, Friday afternoon / Friday evening as it should, with football riding around the corner. That needed to be moved back since the summer. I know it's still summertime, but with football season fastly approaching, we're making a switch back to its original day. Purple Project Podcast weekly, Fridays, on wherever you get your podcasts, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, which a lot of folks have been downloading our show from there. We appreciate you. We're on Spotify, CastBox, we're on that, Odyssey, and a couple more platforms at that. Again, this edition has turned into a promo daily. But yes, real quick, already mentioned K-State soccer at the beginning. They began fall camp today as well. Again, they're going to be getting work in for preseason match number one against Wayne State this Saturday. That match is going to be here 1 o'clock Central Time at Boozer Family Park. And then, of course, they got Wyoming next weekend for their last preseason matchup there as well. And, of course, Rodney Perry hitting that basketball real quick. One of the three assistants for Jerome Tang spoke to the media earlier this morning. And again, he's going to be focusing on the offensive side of the floor. You know, the last decade here at K-State basketball, Bruce Weber and I can't remember his assistant. I apologize about Crawford or Chris. Yeah, Chris. Assistant Chris Lowry. That squad has been focused on the defense side of the ball. Well, you know, to win games, you're going to have to score baskets on the other side of the basketball court. So, Ronnie Perry, his focus is going to be getting offensive buckets on the offensive side of the floor. That's what I got off. I have to, again, this is just fresh for me coming off from the voting. I've been busy all day with work, so I'm going to look at his press conference again to really dive on in as well. But saying that, they're still wanting to focus on the defensive side of the ball. Obviously, when we look at this roster, again, I got to know more when I see these guys on the floor. you know, they want to focus on defense still. They got the athleticism and length that me and Alex have talked about on a little bit more further depth on these summer podcasts. So they want to continue to put the defense emphasis on this team as well. And he's coached a couple of former K-State basketball players that I know that I've gotten to call some games. Nino Williams, one of those guys, and Will Spratling as well. So he coached those guys before. So he also knows the fan base as well. So I'm definitely be looking at that as well. Get a good read on Coach Perry as he tries to help transition Jerome Tang, his first year head coach here in Manhattan, as most anticipated a new era in K-State basketball later on this fall with that as well. And then one other note here really quickly here on the recruiting side, RJ Lester committed to K-State earlier today as well. Either that was yesterday or today, I'm not really sure, but I got on my timeline that RJ Lester did commit to K-State as well. And of course, all eyes here, at least here in Manhattan, the Little Apple, is on Dylan Edwards, who decommitted from K-State late last week. And he already is. I mean, my guy Alex put it best. He's already got his mind made up. He's already got a date set for his next announcement, which everything is shifted to Notre Dame. He tends to announce his announcement already this Saturday. Damn, that was fast. So I kind of already knew that was coming as well. So Notre Dame swooping in at the last minute, and Dylan Edwards signing to back out after trying to act he's all in here. Again, I'm not trying to go down the road, I promise you. But already, August 6th, that's going to be a busy day for K-State already. And of course, keeping one eye open on a Dylan Edwards announcement there, which all eyes are leaning towards Notre Dame after Notre Dame gave him a scholarship or offered him a scholarship, excuse me. So it looks like all that's going to come fruition on Saturday as well. So let's see. Is that on national television too? Let's see. Nothing I've seen anyway. So yeah, he's going to make that announcement on Saturday as well. So you could tell K-State Nation, we're getting busy here on the Purple Project Podcast, trying to cover all things K-State sports, K-State soccer, hitting the ground running this morning. Again, prepare for their season, K-State football fall camp. We're going to have reaction to that on the weekly edition of the podcast. They're going to officially begin their pursuit tomorrow. Fall camp begins for football here in Manhattan, Kansas. Basketball getting their coaching situation lined up as well. Coach Perry speaking to the media this morning as well here. Let me get that first name one more time. Rodney Perry, the latest new assistant for Coach Jerome Tang. The Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to wrap it up on another jam-packed edition of the PPPD edition of the podcast. Again, we are back to everyday coverage, covering all K-State sports here. Volleyball will begin shortly, but for right now, soccer is in play, and football about to be activated fully in pursuit of the 2022 season in another month. Eddie Greer, go Cats. Again, if you have not downloaded the latest episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, weekly episode 111, you might want to do that right now. We got a lot of hot takes on Dylan Edwards. And only that, we will focus more on the front six. We didn't really do much of that because of the Dylan Edwards breaking news announcement, which went down a couple hours before we recorded, so last weekend as well. So a lot going on, and definitely action is heating up here. 100-plus degrees. Action is hitting hard on the ground for K-State soccer and football. Eddie Greer, go Cats. You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.